Okay, and we're starting recording again because we had to stop for a minute. And we were talking about Atlanta and Roswell. And the impact of Atlanta on Roswell, I think we've been.
Labor. I mean, that's pretty much what it ended up as. Atlanta provides labor, Roswell provides homes.
Right.
So.
Do you think people living here in Roswell see themselves as from Roswell or as from Atlanta?
If you're actual from here, then you're from Roswell. If you moved in from somewhere else, then they probably say Atlanta. When I went traveling over in Europe for like a month, and I was with one of my friends, and I'd say, we're from Georgia, U.S. And he said, just say Atlanta. We had the Olympics a year ago or 2 years ago. Just say Atlanta. So and then. Because of the Olympics, I think gave a lot of good recognition to where, everyone, depending on where you're from, you could just say Atlanta. If I'm in, Mississippi, I say I'm from Roswell, just north of Atlanta, I think is but that's how I say it. If I'm in Alaska, I'm just maybe just Atlanta. So, but if I'm going to South Georgia, I say Roswell.
To be considered from Roswell, how long do you have to have lived in Roswell, do you say?
All your life.
All your life.
I'm picky about that. No. Oh no, it's awful. It's gonna ruin the tape. I don't at least well if you come here as an adult, if you come here when you're 40 and you're 60 and you've been here 20 years and you say you're from Roswell, I don't buy that. If you are here 20 years and you've moved here when you're 10 and you're 30, then you can I think you can say you're from Roswell. But the majority of your life, if you grew up in New York and until you're 40, then you can't say that. But if you've it, so I can't an exact answer of five, 10, 15, 20 years doesn't make sense. There, that's the answer.
Depends.
It all depends on the situation.
Are there any important events in your lifetime that you would want people to remember, maybe specific to Roswell, but not necessarily? Like key historical moments?
Key historical moments. I can't think. Can't think of anything other than the mill. Is obviously the reason why we're here, and people that come in and they don't even know. You say, well, down by the Roswell Square, where's that? It's frustrating to think that, well, you moved here, you live here, you don't even know where the square is. Do you know where the mill is? No. Well, go get yourself a history lesson. Go see Dottie down at the, the Convention Bureau. The funniest story that I can remember, and this isn't of any great historic significance, but this is during the Civil War when we were talking about Sherman's troops coming through. Reverend Nathaniel Pratt, who was the pastor over at the Presbyterian Church, lived in Great Oaks, which is pretty much across the street. He named the corners of his attic. I believe it was Augusta, Columbus, Macon, Savannah. And he put silver, he hid his silver in one corner, hid his china in the other, hid his jewelry in the other, and whatever else he needed to hide. So when the troops came through and they were trying to take his stuff and said, hey, where'd all your silver go? I need your silver. Ah, he sent it to Augusta. He was a preacher, he didn't want to lie. So that's.